Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
You are a natural beaut. You are a natch beaut. Oh yeah.
I want my natch beauty. Short and sweet today. Hi everybody. Welcome. Welcome to Natch Beaut. Welcome to Natch Beaut, honey. You look beautiful today. And this is your host, Jackie J. Welcome to the show. If it's your first episode, hi. If it's not, hi. We love everyone equally. Thank you for your time. In case you don't know who I am, I'm the Beauty Talk Shock Jock, the Queen of Creams, your host with most serums, the freshest fringe on the West Coast. Although I am officially growing my bangs out. I'm not going to bail. For real, I am absolutely growing them out. It's going to be awkward. There's going to be a whole awkward summer, but I'm not going to cut them. I'm going to keep growing them out, honey. But I'll keep it for now. The freshest fringe on the West Coast. Your favorite over 30 niche influencer, your kooky southern aunt, the pop punk princess. Hello, welcome to Natch Beaut. Here on Natch Beaut, we talk skincare, self-care, wellness, beauty, woman empowerment, woman entrepreneurship, wellness. I already said that. We get personal, honey. We get beautiful, but sometimes we get ugly. We are a beauty podcast, but sometimes we get pretty unpretty, if you know what I mean. We get into it. Last year was a pretty intense year for me, and I recorded an episode of this show last March, maybe February, with my guests that are here today, and it was truly a dark, dark time in my life, and I walked out of the studio happy, because I was like, wow, that was amazing. They are such incredible, fun guests, and guess what? We are back for round two, honey, okay? My guests today, two entrepreneurial women who are also chemists, and they're on a mission to make skincare science fun, and we are back. They're back. We are going to decode, break down ingredients, hear all about their product line that has expanded in the past year. They now have a podcast. They're up to so many things. Two of my personal favorite ladies. I want to say welcome back the lovely, brilliant ladies behind Chemist Confessions, Victoria Fu and Gloria Liu. Welcome!
Hey!
It's as if
good to be back.
It's as if no time has passed.
Yeah.
It's
as if, as awkward as the first time around.
It's as if we've been sitting in the studio for a year.
Yeah,
and haven't left.
It's really hard to follow up that intro with anything, but it's so great to be back.
I will tell you, Jackie, because since that episode was the first time we ever recorded a podcast.
Which is so wild because we were like Bjorg and McEnroe in there, ping ponging that tennis ball across the court.
Yeah, and you get all the credit because now we do our own podcast, and there's so many times Victoria just look at me and she's like, that wasn't
Well, but that's the thing. I think that's the key is you don't have to try to be funny.
Right.
Be yourself.
Right.
You know, y'all have so much to offer. You know, what you have to say is so important.
Jeez.
Basically, y'all give me the facts and I'll make the jokes. You know what I mean? We all have our strengths. And I'm not saying y'all aren't funny, but don't try. I think if that's my advice to anyone who wants to do a podcast, like, don't try to be funny. Like, just be yourself.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, we do use just a hint of alcohol to help.
Yeah.
Not
going to lie. I hear that. Hey, there is alcohol in the fridge out there.
Oh,
y'all could have busted them out.
Damn. Oh, damn. We should have.
Beers.
I did not ask the right questions.
We have a whole bar in the other room. You know? For real.
All right. Next year. Next year.
Round three, we're all getting hammered. Done. I believe I asked y'all this first round, but this is the typical Natch Beaut question I ask every guest. So yeah. I guess I will start with Gloria, what type of skin do you have?
I have really, really, really dry skin.
Okay.
I've always had dry skin. So in my teenage years, I was super lucky. Everyone's jealous because I don't get acne.
Mm-hmm.
But
it's too dry.
It's way too dry.
Yeah. The garden doesn't have any dirt to grow.
Nope. Mm-hmm. Nope. But then by your early 20s, that dry skin turns into fine lines.
Oh, honey, we know about that.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So that's my skin type. I am also really pigmentation prone. Oh. I have a lot of freckles, and sometimes they link up and turn into
splotches.
Yes.
Splotches is a great word.
That's it. It makes it sound really cute. I like it.
You think you're a chemist, but you know, I'm a chemist of words.
Yep. Yes. I'll give you that.
I'm dry with splotches.
And I also read on your website that you have a problem with retinoids.
Yes.
And what does that mean?
So I can handle really high levels of acids, mm-hmm. but with retinoids, I tend to peel. Okay. And last year, because we work, obviously, as our job, we test a lot of products. Mm-hmm. So when we're testing new retinoid product, whether it's our own formula or that we're playing around with or trying out other people's products, if the formula is a little too aggressive, I can pull my face off the next day. It's like,
whoa.
Yeah, it sheds. And it's not just redness, it hurts, it burns.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. We don't like that.
No.
Well, perfectly thorough answer. Victoria, it's your turn. All what right. type of skin do you have?
Well, I have the exact opposite, which sometimes makes this co-worker or co-founder situation wonderful because we get to speak from two different
yes.
angles. So my skin is oily combo. I've dealt with acne all my life and still deal with it now. Like I said, high school blunder years have had that. Went through my whole spiel of from antibiotics to going on Retin A. The only thing I've never gone through is isotretinoin, mm-hmm. Accutane. And now I think it's still very much combo skin. And the thing that I probably struggle with is eye bags. Mm. They are coming in strong. Trying to be an entrepreneurial woman, that's just the
not
price you
skin.
Have to pay, basically.
Right. A lot of long nights.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So that's really my only skin concern now. And then in terms of, I guess, ingredient category that I sometimes struggle with is glycolic acid. Okay. Weirdly enough, I've dealt with retinoids, no problem with that. But now trying to fine tune the percentage of glycolic acid, it's a hit or miss. Either it does nothing for me or it's too strong. So we talked about this in our New Year's resolutions, like if we had to target one ingredient category, what it would be. And that's like the one thing I'm trying to fine tune this year. But yeah, oily combo, acne all my life.
I don't think anyone will mind me saying this, but I'm pretty sure those are the two most thorough answers I've ever received from that question. And I'm very excited about it. These ladies know what they're talking about. My new question that has not been answered by you two, because it happened after y'all were here last, is what is your favorite thing about yourself? And it's an open question. It doesn't have to be physical. It could be literally any personality trait, anything. I've heard all the answers, but please think about that. But we're going to go first here with Gloria, because again, I don't know why you're first, because you're to my left. We're starting with you, Gloria. What is your favorite thing about yourself?
I think off the top of my head, I have to say my height. I used to be...
Yes, honey! What a good answer!
I used to be really self-conscious because I'm really short. I am 5'1", if you round up. Mm-hmm. And it was like... And people... I get carded still today. And people used to talk to me like I'm a child. So it used to bother me.
Right.
But now we travel a lot. And I really appreciate the fact that I can curl up on one of those dinky economy seats. Like, a bit like a stray dog, but it's very comfortable.
Yeah. I'm the opposite. I can't get comfortable on a plane.
Exactly.
And that's the way it goes.
It saves a lot of back pain.
I think that is such a great answer. Victoria, what about you? How tall are you for everyone listening?
Oh, average Asian height, solid 5'3". Okay. So not a few.
Y'all are both just, petite.
Yeah, exactly.
Cute.
In the petite category.
That's so funny.
Let's see. I think this is a little bit left field, but maybe something that I like is that I now appreciate is being the oldest child in the family.
Okay. We love birth order.
Well, the thing is, when I was younger, I used to be really bitter about being the guinea pig.
Yes.
You know?
I hear that.
Mm-hmm. And like, you realize that with every sibling, they just seem to get more and more passes in life.
Oh, like, they get lax. I got a cell phone when I was in eighth grade because my mom was like, well, I'm getting your sister one. Might as well throw one
exactly.
on.
Exactly.
And, well, her curfew is getting pushed back. Might as well push yours back. Like, yeah.
Yeah. So
that was me too.
Yeah. Are you the youngest?
I'm the youngest.
I'm so fascinated by birth order.
Yeah.
It's so, there's so much. My boyfriend's the oldest and like I'm the youngest. And so there's, it's fascinating. We have so many conversations about it.
Yeah. So that was something I think I grappled with for a while when I was younger growing up. And not necessarily saying that I think being the oldest is the best, but I definitely nowadays like really love being the oldest. Just like I've got two younger siblings, a sister and a brother, just understanding family dynamics and how honestly every child goes through their own, like
yep.
just grapples with almost similar problems mm-hmm. in the whole like birth order and like parent relationship. So mm-hmm. that's something that was like more recently that I've been, that we kind of talk about all the mm-hmm. time, right, Gloria? So.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
Again,
nice.
Those might be the two best answers I've ever gotten.
More super random. Right?
Well, I love that.
Next time, I'll be different.
Okay, yeah. You have a year. You have a year to come up with new answers for everything.
Yeah.
Well, I'm obsessed. So far, so good. Let's just get into it. So, Chemist Confessions is the Instagram account y'all run, the blog, mm-hmm. and also the name of your company and your brand of
yeah.
skincare products. And you come at it from a chemist perspective, so y'all are very transparent about the ingredients,
yes.
Et cetera, et cetera. I think when y'all were here last time, you had three products, and now, honey, y'all have expanded the line. So, like, what have y'all been up to the past year? Can you sum up the kind of what's been happening with the brand and what y'all have been doing? I mean, a lot, right?
Yes. So, I guess I'll tackle the content
yeah,
side.
Go for it.
So, like Jackie mentioned, we started Chemist Confessions because we felt like the chemist kind of gets shoved under everything else, right?
Right.
So,
the plight of the chemist.
Yes.
we see the packaging. We see the name of the company. Like, but what's really going on?
Right, exactly. So we hear sometimes from estheticians, derms on the forefront, stuffing marketing, like Jackie mentioned, packaging, and chemists are just these forgotten entities.
Yes, I kind of didn't even realize there were people involved
exactly.
doing chemistry, if I'm being honest, you know?
Yeah, we just kind of crawled out of our labs.
Yeah.
The little hermits that come out, mix a few things, pop out a formula.
Exactly. Crawl back into the hole.
Right.
Yeah. Backwards.
Exactly.
You don't even get to turn around.
Yeah.
Yeah, so a lot of people have asked us what we were going to do with the account now that we have our own products. Mm-hmm. But Victoria and I made the conscious decision to keep going and expand beyond the Instagram account stuff, just because we feel like with a lot of encouragement from community, we realized that this type of content is needed and mm-hmm. a hole in the market. So since Jackie helped us a lot in this department, we felt like, okay, maybe podcast is something that we can expand into.
Mm-hmm.
So we started our own podcast in addition to revamping the Instagram content so that it's probably easier to read. And this year, I'm going to say here, so if I say here, it will actually happen, is we are also hoping to expand to YouTube.
Yes!
We're still really camera shy, so it's a work
yeah.
in progress.
Yes.
But y'all have all those cute little animations. You could totally do like little animation videos with voiceover or something.
Would love, if anybody is an animator and would like a job. Yeah.
Oh my God, honeys, come through. You know, there have been some employment opportunities from Netribute.
Oh.
And I've gotten like, oh my God, I applied for a job I never would have applied for because Netribute gave me the comment. Like, so we love that.
Excellent.
If there's anybody out there, you know, hit up Gloria and Victoria.
Yeah.
So that's us on the content side.
Mm-hmm. And yes, we've definitely expanded the line.
Mm-hmm.
So, in terms of product solutions, our goal is not to chase trends.
Yes.
And so we want to make sure that every product we come out with is meaningful and solves a problem.
Yes.
Honestly, because, well, it's still just the two of us. So
that's
managing,
very cool.
You know, the goal is not to be like a 30 product line.
Mm-hmm.
It's to make sure that, you know, each one can really stand on its own. And so what we did is the first problem we solved was moisturizers. That's
mm-hmm.
the one when we met you, we talked about.
Which is what it's so wild that you can put something on your skin and it does literally nothing.
Moisturizer?
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought you meant our podcast.
Oh,
I was like,
no, no, of course not. But that was, y'all were like, we are going to create a product that actually moisturizes your skin. Right.
Yeah. So after solving that, you know, problem, we decided to come out with a cleanser. Mm-hmm. One that we think embodies that sweet spot between good cleansing, but not over stripping.
Right.
And we think that balance is really hard to find. That was such a process for us because we would like scrub our face and skin and like forearm skin multiple times a day. So talk about like trying to manage irritation and dryness.
Right.
Really proud of it. That one's called the Blank Slate. And now,
like the Taylor Swift. Oh wait, no, that's Blank Space. Never mind.
Yeah. Close.
Yeah, but I could do a wicked cover song for y'all.
Hell yeah! Hell
yes,
done. Done.
And then after that, we are now getting into anti-aging, all of the actives, all of the good stuff. So tomorrow we are launching two more products in the AHA space, and that's going to flush out the entire like chemical exfoliant category for us. Our goal in mind is, you know, AHAs are, it's like the hottest trend. Everyone's doing it. But what AHA do you need? We're trying to organize that into actual skin types and skin concerns so that it just makes sense. It's both effective and also gentle, which we realize is just a really difficult problem.
Oh, right.
You know?
Well,
like,
nobody exactly knows what is too much, what actually are we putting on our faces.
Exactly.
And I know there's like a chart y'all have on your site where it's like how to combine your actives correctly.
Yeah.
And it's really crazy because I'm sure there's a lot of us out there who are literally canceling out what we're doing with another product right after. Like, it's wild.
Yeah.
So.
And it's just, there's so many actives now and it's confusing. And that's exactly why we started the content. It's exactly why we created the line like we did. It's just, there is logic to how you approach your skincare.
Yes.
And that's our goal, you know, with everything that we do. So.
Sounds pretty badass if you ask me.
Yeah.
Okay, so I want to get more into y'all's products, but why don't we start with some of the questions that we got from the listeners?
Let's do it.
Because I asked on Instagram for y'all or for the honeys to come and ask some questions, and honey, of course they came through.
Yeah, the honeys had some good questions.
But they're so smart. I didn't even know half the crap they asked y'all.
You know? I will say that blows our mind. Every day we post something and the awareness the community is insane.
Yeah.
Like the way they think about things, it's awesome. And when Gloria says like they fuel us, like they really do. Just turning the brain and thinking about, you know, products in that manner, I think it's pretty cool.
Well, I know y'all have a very hands-on relationship with your, I want to call them listeners, with your audience and the users of your products.
Yeah.
Because don't y'all have some kind of program where they test things out and kind of give you feedback?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so... we have this program called The Hatchery.
Cute.
Where where we recruit our followers to, we'll send out products to have them give us feedback for products we're launching.
I think there might be some honeys in there.
Mentioned it before?
I think I remember seeing a comment or something, but maybe.
This is definitely another thing that this is our 2020 goal, is to revive it and streamline it. Because last year, the cleanser and our first AHA product, Baby Steps, were both tested through the Hatchery, and it was so good. But with the two of us, sometimes, like, you know, like, things kind of fall through the cracks. It's hard to keep up with that kind of work. But this year, we're definitely going to make it a regular thing and maybe not even test not just our ongoing products, but our existing product improvement to make sure that we're really pushing in the right direction.
Very cool.
And we should say in advance, we apologize if you haven't been able to participate in the Hatchery for all the honeys you mentioned.
Right.
Because... I think in 2 days, we received over 600 signups.
Wow.
Yeah, and we were really scared we weren't able to fill spots, right? We wanted to target certain skin types and whatnot. So at first, I was like, oh my God, if we get like 100 signups, but it skews heavy in one skin type, what are we going to do? And then by the second, we were like, we have to close down the sign up. We can't handle it.
That's
all.
Really cool, though.
Yeah,
I mean, and people want to be involved, and it really does feel like a special kind of relationship. You know, feeling it would be really satisfying to me to be like, wow, I kind of helped give my opinions on this. That's really cool.
I mean, that's the goal. I mean, ultimately, the products are for them,
right?
You know, and they're like we said before, they're really knowledgeable, so it only makes sense.
It's really kind of overwhelming. I want every honey to be a guest on Attribute, you know? Like, yeah. And every time I've done any kind of live call-in or something, I'm like, oh, wow, this person knows more than me. Cool. Put me out of business, why don't you? Shout out to all those honeys out there, you know, because we have to educate ourselves. Yeah, no one else is teaching us.
Yeah.
And that goes for everything, honeys.
Oh, yeah.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Oh, yeah.
Let's start. I'm going to start with the first one I see. This is from Catherine. Should you use both a retinol and salicylic acid toner?
Ooh.
I want to use both at night, but I am not sure if that is way too harsh / unnecessary.
So I think it can depend on everyone's skin. It is a little redundant because retinol does cover most of your skin needs. It does also battle acne. The cell acid, in addition to that, can help because it works in a slightly different mechanism. But cell acid is one of those weird dudes. It's either...
It's one of those weird dudes. We all know that weird dude. He's wearing a fish t-shirt. He's in the corner of the party.
That trench coat is looking very suspect.
We're trying to not make eye contact, you know?
Yeah. We find that it has really polarizing effect on people. It's so, for example, on me, it's somehow really harsh. Mm-hmm. Like, even low levels makes me flake.
Yeah.
But then for a lot of people that have some more experience than me with acne actives, it does nothing for them. So,
yeah. And I'll add on to that. If you are a more, more seasoned acne user, that combo is pretty common because acne is so complex that you really have to target from multiple angles.
Yeah.
So it's actually, you know, a lot of acne washes will have sal acid.
Mm-hmm.
So pretty common to find. If, let's say, you realize that you are layering, it's not a problem.
Mm-hmm.
But just know that, let's say, if you are experiencing any sort of irritation or stinging or just excessive dryness, this is like an angle that you can kind of think about when you are layering your actives. But overall, I mean, the combo itself, nothing wrong
in terms
of safety.
Right. Yeah.
But if maybe you aren't an acne-prone honey, like, I don't use either right now.
What do you use, Jackie? Because your skin's great.
I mean, honestly, I'm always trying new shit.
Yeah.
Right now, pretty chill.
Yeah.
I really want to implement a retinol. I really do because I hear how great they are. But last year I started bailing on it and I never went back. And so I do an oil cleanse followed by like a mild cleanse. And then I do a hydrosol and the Attribute oil. And that's pretty much it.
Yo, simplicity is key, though.
But I haven't had a zit in months. I'm gonna be dead honest. I haven't had a zit in months, you know. Which I'm not really I'm kind of out of that age demographic. but I've been feeling good.
Yeah,
I've been feeling good. But I want an acid in there. I want to get something going. We'll get to that, okay? Because I have a whole question about, you know, building a routine that works for you and yada, yada.
Oh,
so,
hell yeah.
So
we
we'll wait, because, again, this show is all about me and my own personal needs above all else. Okay, let's see. Okay, this is a fun question. And again, I have no fucking clue what this is. Taylor, you've clearly done your work. It says, heart eye emoji, yay, I love them. Do they think sodium asorbol phosphate is a good version of vitamin C to use? Bitch, what are you talking about? Are you Bill Nye? I mean, what? So please tell me what the hell Taylor's talking about.
Yeah, so sodium ascorbyl phosphate is, as she says, it's a derivative of vitamin C.
Okay.
The reason why they are derivatives is because L-ascorbic acid is very unstable. Okay. They're often found.
What does that mean? Like they can't pay their rent in time? Or?
it's just, it can go in the sun.
In a figurative way, yes. You know, it can't go in the sun. It reacts to oxygen.
Okay, so is that when they say like if you have a vitamin C serum, it has to be kept in a dark bottle?
Yes, exactly. Vampire settings.
But what about if you open it and then you're in your bathroom and there's a window? Yeah. Is it dead when you open it?
No, not. It doesn't age that fast.
Okay.
But yes, every time you open it, you're introducing oxygen. So just the shelf life of it is not great.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's why on top of that, and then, you know, it's usually in there at high levels. So you experience irritation. And so that's why derivatives kind of can be a nice alternative.
I stopped using vitamin C serum because I was having breakouts.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. We've heard that. Some people we actually
And I really I have like a little bit of discoloration, like dark pigmentation around my chin. And I really, truly think it was making it worse. Because that's the reason I was doing it. I was like, this vitamin C will help clear it up. And it wasn't.
Yeah. So in terms of, we call it SAP. For that one, it's not our favorite. We did find one study that says there's some benefits for it for acne. But we actually would like to tout MAP, magnesium ascorbyl phosphate. That one's the one just has better data behind it.
You down with MAP? Yeah, you know me.
Oh, yeah. I love that.
Take that.
That's such a good reference.
Take that. And what are some products that have that in it?
Oh, stumped.
Oh, great question. I think Mad Lippy. I think
Mad Hippy.
Yeah, Mad Hippy. I think their C for Rulic uses MAP.
Mm.
Oh my God, don't quote me.
Do we want to look it up real quick?
Yeah.
Freaking people love that Mad Hippy vitamin C.
Yeah,
they love it.
So the thing with magnesium and sodium ascorbyl phosphate is that it is more gentle than L-ascorbic acid. If you really like the classic L-ascorbic acid C ferulic, there's no reason to switch. But if you're not having luck with it, those are pretty solid alternatives.
This one has sodium ascorbyl phosphate.
Yeah, okay. MAP.
Actually, I don't
know them. Well, y'all, you're telling us to get it, but we don't know where to get it. What do we do? Stick our heads in the sand?
Hold on, we have it.
Okay.
We have something.
I got you.
So is sodium ascorbyl phosphate the same thing as what Taylor asked, or is this a different one?
No, it is. She asked about SAP, yes.
Got it. Okay. So not our favorite.
Not our favorite, but
do we like
it?
It's okay.
It's fine. Again, it's if she really doesn't like the L-ascorbic acid version for irritation or just personal skin reasons, that is a decent. It's definitely okay alternative.
Yes.
And it's used especially the Mad Hippy one. It is used at a high enough level. Some other derivatives they will say they have it, but it's only in there 0.5, and it's not. Not really a worthy candidate.
Interesting. And most companies don't disclose how much is in the product.
Exactly.
Does Mad Hippy?
For this one, they do, yes.
Because it says here, ingredient highlights. It's the first one listed. I don't know if that... Oh, it's a full ingredient list. Yeah, vitamin C. It's the first ingredient after water.
Yeah, so I think they had some promo on it that says it has 15%. I saw it a long time ago.
Yeah.
So
if you're looking for MIP, there's a 10% solution from The Ordinary.
Okay.
Yes.
I had a feeling y'all were going to say The Ordinary.
Oh, I actually think Dr. Dennis Gross had
might have one.
Yeah.
Very cool. It's definitely harder to find. SAP is definitely the more common one.
Yeah.
You'll see in a lot of Amazon products.
Yes.
So just actually future reference, if you are looking for ascorbic acid, it on Amazon, just make sure you look at the IL. We've had multiple times where people buy ascorbic, well, they think it's ascorbic acid, but it is SAP on Amazon.
Interesting. So, like, meaning all just the way they list ingredients on Amazon, or they only carry
it's
that?
It's more
or?
Common.
Yeah. I just don't buy your products off Amazon unless you have to, also. That's my personal opinion.
More and more people do nowadays.
Yes.
I think you can there's some good finds, especially, say, in Asian beauty.
Yes.
But
Asian sunscreens, yo.
Yes. But once in a while, we'll see some products out there that's like, oh my God, who's buying this? Please don't. Like,
I know, it's so shady.
It's super shady.
Yeah,
it can be super
this
shady.
This is in someone's basement, and who knows?
Actually, I wanted to add on, so we have this golden rule at Chemist Confessions, and it's if, let's say, you are using SAP or MAP or whatever, and you're loving result, irregardless of what we say or what anyone else is saying, we tell them to please stick with it.
Right.
Because ultimately, that person, whoever, like you, we all know our own skin best, and it doesn't matter what anyone right. tells us. It's like, if you are seeing results, it's hard enough to even get results.
That's true.
You should stick with it.
That's
you know?
Great
so,
advice.
Yeah.
I think that is really good.
Overarching golden rule.
Yes. Listen to your skin.
So beautiful. Oh, y'all are so good. Okay. This is a question from Leah. What's a good alternative to vitamin C for sensitive skin?
MAP.
Yeah.
Same thing. Okay. Fair.
Boom.
Fair. Yeah. It kind of goes along with what we were just saying. Yeah.
So okay. adding one more to that list, you can consider ascorbyl glucoside too. That one is used in Asia. Very, it's a very common ingredient there because it's used for skin brightening.
Oh, I want that.
Yeah. So it's usually used at a lower level than L-ascorbic acid. So you definitely, risk of irritation is fairly low for that one.
Yeah. Are there any products off the top of your head that have that in it?
Oh, a ton of. If you like Shiseido, often mm-hmm. we'll use that.
Hada Labo, they mm-hmm. have this skin toner that's kind of a cult favorite. They have versions of that toner with vitamin C that uses ascorbyl glucoside.
Mm-hmm.
God, y'all would be so fun at a dinner party.
Would we?
Oh,
I mean, super dry.
If I ever have a dinner party, y'all are flying down. Okay, Jet Suite X, fly down from the bay. You're coming.
Down.
Okay, this is a question I wanted to ask y'all,
yes.
but Megs beat me to the punch. Megan, hi. Can they decode expiration dates? When is it important to stick to them, and when can you let them slide? I think about this all the time because I had an eye cream that I opened because I'm always trying shit, and I looked on the back. It said six. 6 months mm-hmm. I had. And I'm like, damn it, I only have two damn eyeballs. How am I going to get... So what is the deal with those? Why are they there? Mm-hmm. And again, how strict should we all be with them? And this is with skincare.
Yeah.
Ooh, so... It's probably best that you stick with them when it comes to skincare.
Okay.
Everything.
Yes.
Yeah.
I feel the same way, but...
Mm. Yeah. Bacteria loves... water, and mm-hmm. your skincare is mostly water.
Yes.
And those days are what the company is guaranteeing you. Hey, our preservatives have been tested, so we can guarantee you that within this time frame, you won't get not just bacteria, yeast, mold, all the nasty microbes.
Yeah.
But post that date, all bets are off. And a lot of times, once the microbe growth starts, side effects can range from breaking out mm-hmm. to a full-on infection.
Yeah.
So it's just not worth the risk.
Yeah, and I think even to add on to that, the one we want you guys to keep in mind the most is sunscreen.
Mm-hmm. Yes!
Because, I mean, those filters... Skin cancer is no joke. Those filters are tested to withstand a certain shelf life, withstand opening for only so long, and... honestly, like all ingredients, they have a degrading point. So,
right.
you know, that's one thing where you absolutely must stick to that, you know, that expiration date, irregardless if it's like even a month later, I was like, it's not worth it.
Yeah.
You might as well just buy another one.
Oh, and kind of to add on to that, we have noticed some products that like creams that start to separate a mm-hmm. little bit before that date is up. If you start seeing separation, it's actually probably a good indication that it should
it's
go.
Time to go. Yeah.
It's not a great mix well, then yeah. keep going kind of thing.
And that might be like there are varying factors like, mm-hmm. oh, if you live in a hot climate
right.
or maybe your bathroom
exactly.
has a lot of light or things that could maybe that date could slide a little
yeah.
early.
Actually,
right.
a
yeah.
common mistake is the sunscreen in the cars.
Oh, yeah.
yeah.
Fuck that.
Yeah. So that is
it would
like,
melt through the bottle in L.A.
Exactly.
I have a black car.
exactly.
Yeah.
So that's one thing that's like quick to go. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm telling you, I feel like there's been times where I'd be like, oh, my God, I'm breaking out so bad. What's going on? And then I kind of go through my stuff and I realize, oh, shit, that foundation is old.
Oh, like, I'm really bad with makeup.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know y'all aren't really the makeup queens, but do you think this applies to makeup as well, like foundations
absolutely.
And things? Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And like also think about, you know, the brushes you're using.
Right.
When's the last time it's been washed?
Guilty.
I'm glad y'all brought up the sunscreen because a year goes by fast.
Yeah.
Yes.
And
yeah.
especially if you're like me and you have too many products, all of a sudden you're like, motherfucker, I spent $80 on this sunscreen and it's dead.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
so I just said this on my Instagram, but get a Sharpie
mm-hmm.
and as soon as as you open a product, write the date on the product.
Yeah.
And then you'll know when it was open. Because we're talking about when you open the product for
right.
the first time.
Exactly.
Let's say somebody hands me a bottle of something. If I don't open it for a year, is that how does that work? Like, you know what I mean? Like, is there a shelf life for a non-open product we should all be aware of?
Absolutely. So it's 3 years, okay. typically.
Okay.
So, yeah, just keep that kind of in mind when you purchase it. How that number is kind of calculated is because just within the industry, we go through a stability study. And that ultimately is testing for a 3-year period.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll look at what Jackie refers to as like there's a label with an open lid jar.
Yes.
And that's the expiration date for when you open it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so those
are... Sometimes products don't have it on there. And I'm like, where is it?
Ooh,
yeah, ask the brand. Always okay. talk to the brand.
Yeah.
They are...
Because they vary.
Be
sometimes it's 2 years, sometimes it's
yes.
6 months, sometimes it's 18 months. I'm just like, what the fuck?
Yeah, and it depends on format,
mm-hmm.
you know. So I think one that you guys might see is if you use face oils,
mm-hmm.
you'll see that shelf life's a lot longer.
Mm-hmm.
The reason for that is when there's less water, when there's no water in
right.
an oil, you don't
longer.
Need preservatives, so
oh.
it can last longer. But also know that with oils, when it oxidizes, you actually have a higher chance of breakouts.
Mm.
So we do, again, why we always say just keep the expiration date in mind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's interesting. I have a serum that, like, the color has changed.
Always
Ditch
a good
it.
Idea.
Ditch
yeah,
it.
A
okay.
good indicator to, like, kind of let it go.
But it's so expensive, Victoria.
Yeah,
I'm cheap. I'm cheap.
Oh, trust me. My own mother keeps jars around for way past. I'm talking, like, 7 years ago, I'll still find things
Oof.
That she has. And she can't let it go.
I know.
Like, you can't help it.
I know.
It's too expensive.
I understand that. But the idea of putting a 7-year-old cream on my face makes me want to vomit.
Well, my mom doesn't get that. She's like, it's still pretty.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I hear that. Listen, we love a packaging, you know?
Yeah. Oops. Yeah.
Okay. This is an interesting question, which let's talk about eczema a little bit, maybe. If y'all have any, this is from Alex.
We'll
Alexandra.
Do our best.
Yeah. If not, yeah. we can skip it. I'd love any recommendations for eczema
mm-hmm.
/ body lotion that won't lead to breakouts.
Yeah.
Yeah, body zits suck.
Yes.
You know?
Also and, very difficult.
But it's also like, again, everything is about the face, the face, the
mm-hmm.
face.
Right.
But like, I get a zit on my titty. I get a zit on my butt. I get, like, we get zits.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So, and again, okay, this is kind of a bigger question, but like, if we buy a lotion for our body, is it a completely different formulation than our face? Or is it
mm-hmm.
all kind of marketing in the same shit?
Sure. Good question.
Yeah. Body lotion. They do tend to be pretty different
yeah.
than your face lotion.
Yeah.
And just in terms of, if you think about it, you get a tub of lotion
yes.
for super cheap.
Yes.
So there's like a very, very strong, there's a lot of restrictions on what ingredients you can use just from a cost perspective.
Yeah.
Mm.
Right? So it's usually pretty basic and most people's skin's not as sensitive. Body skin is kind of
right.
Yeah, whatever,
tougher,
you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it tends to be a little bit greasier. It tends to ignore a lot of the finesse of the formula.
Yeah.
So especially if you're a breakout pro, don't use that on your face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, remember on Mean Girls when she gave her the peppermint foot cream as face cream?
Yes.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly.
Your face smells like a foot.
Yeah. I love that reference.
Yeah. Yeah, so, and then in terms of eczema,
mm-hmm.
There's... Typically, we always point people to derms because
yes.
that's really their territory.
Right.
But we try to suggest there's two, areas you can think about.
Mm-hmm.
One is the pH of their products.
Okay.
We've actually seen links to a lower pH being helpful for people who struggle with eczema. The other thing is ceramides. We've actually seen that is also very helpful. So I'm not sure if he's looked into CeraVe. Quick way to know if that's
mm-hmm.
helpful, but I will say their formulas are also heavy,
mm-hmm.
you know, so this is where, like, maybe they consider Maybe considering like their face lotion instead of they have a tub of
cream.
You know what I'm talking about?
I've used that. Yeah. I've seen it. I haven't bought it in a long time, but
see if they want to reach for that. Yeah. Which can be helpful. Yeah.
I want to add on to that. This is a little bit anecdotal, but I have a few friends that have pretty bad eczema, and they swear by hemp oil, like hemp oil based lotion, not straight hemp oil. Mm-hmm. It is a very lightweight oil that has helpful fatty acids. And because of the CBD craze, I'm not going to get into how I feel about that, but hemp oil based lotion is readily available now. So that's another one that he can
They're everywhere.
Try. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're everywhere.
You can go to the drive thru McDonald's, like, oh, do you want CBD with that? I mean, it's getting ridiculous. There's probably a CBD ad on this episode. Use code NATCH.
Our bad.
Yes. Okay. Great answer. Y'all are so smart. Okay. I'm going to skip this one because I feel like y'all don't know about nail polish or mascara.
Oh, actually do ask that question.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
So Courtney asked, favorite non-toxic nail polish and mascara? It's tough to find ones that work but don't have chemicals. Now, we don't like this, right? The word chemicals being naughty, we're not okay with that, right?
Yeah, so this is our struggle, is like, do you understand that things like water,
everything
are chemicals,
has chemicals, right?
You know, so I think the better question to ask her back is, what type of chemicals does she not
right.
want to see?
And
right. do you know that in mascara and nails, everything requires a film?
Oh.
Anything with a film does require some sort of plasticizer or a chemical to really help bind and really get that beautiful look that you're looking for. So we always ask them, it's like, how well do you want the product to perform?
Yes.
If you want it to last you all night, you have got a gala to go to. You may have to reach for something that, you know, may not be as clean as you want it to
be. I'm telling you, quote unquote, clean mascaras don't do shit.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? You might as well rub a twig on your eyelashes. As far as I'm concerned, honey, bring the chemicals on. I'm trying to look cute.
Yeah, so it's trade-offs.
Yes. Yeah. But I will say, like, nail polish, like, has gnarly ingredients, like formaldehyde and shit.
Yeah, it's,
y'all don't care, right? Y'all are like, screw it.
Well, for nail polish, a lot of it doesn't have straight formaldehyde anymore.
Right.
And,
okay, see, this is what I'm saying. We've all heard that word and, like, say it, but we don't know really what we're talking
Marketing's
about.
Marketing's so good.
Oh, damn. I love y'all. I love it. The whole, like, 12 free, 8 free.
Yes.
Yeah.
Y'all hate it. Oh, my God. I love this. I love this. This is why y'all are here. I mean, that's really interesting. Okay. Well, I think we should just keep y'all on speed dial in every episode. I'm like, wait a minute. Let's get them on the phone. Okay. Great answer. I forgot to cut to break. I'm going to cut to one now. Let me cut to a break and we'll be right back.
Oh, yeah.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, we're back. What a great break. There was probably a CBD ad. Okay, here's where we go. This is interesting. I'm not sure what serums I can combine.
Mm.
And if you use retinol religiously and then stop, will your skin have a bad reaction?
Mm.
Does dipping our fingers in our creams contaminate them?
Yes.
Are sulfates actually bad in shampoos?
Not really.
So Kimmy went in. So let's start with our first question. I'm not sure what serums I can combine. Is there something to that? How many serums should we be putting on every day? Like,
so we always say consistency is key.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have 5 serums you want to use,
that's a
but
lot.
Then yeah,
no but judgment, then, but damn, honey,
we've had people reach out with their routines, and there's way more than 5.
Yeah,
wow.
And the thing is, if you use one every day religiously, you're gonna see better results from that than if you have 5 and you go on a whim on which one you use every other day.
See, that's kind of what I do because I have so many.
We know the temptation is there.
Yeah. Right.
And we get it.
Yeah.
You know, skincare is fun.
What's my business, you know?
Yeah.
Wow.
So
exactly.
Do you think I should rotate, like do a month of one, then a month of one?
So, more than month.
Yeah.
Give it like 2 months.
But we do always say, like, find your base routine, right?
Yes.
Find your most reliable basic routine. We're talking just one cleanser, one moisturizer, or one serum that you fall back to all
yes.
the time. Or in your case, the oil and the serum that you use. But when you experiment, still keep those in.
Yeah.
Just know that just have some, just contain
some
the chaos.
Okay.
One consistent factor
yeah.
to your routine at a time. So yeah, as far as how many serum, a simple way to think about it is hydration and soothing serums go with everything. You can layer it with anything. You don't have to worry about interacting so much. When you go into stuff that target pigmentation, acne is when you need to pay more attention to how they can be or should
yeah.
be layered.
Yeah.
I personally wouldn't recommend going more than two.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that's why we love the powerhouse actives that target more than one skin concern. And we don't really like the idea of like, you need, well, you know, like brands with like 13 serums, right?
Right.
One will be targeting hydration. One will be for a glow, microbiome, whatever, all those new buzzwords.
Mm-hmm.
And then you feel like, but I need all those things.
Mm-hmm.
So then do I need 13 serums? You don't. Like, look
right.
for the powerhouse actives.
And what Gloria means by powerhouse is vitamin C, that's ascorbic acid, niacinamide, your retinol, and then your AHAs. Those are really going to cover pretty much a broad spectrum age prevention plan. Yeah.
Damn. Ugh. I'm like, my soul's... What time do we have to be out of here? Four? Five? Three? Four. Okay. Listen, I'm keeping y'all locked in here. There's a lot to cover. Okay. If you stop using retinol, will you have a bad reaction to your skin?
No.
Okay.
And people also, I think there's actually another question there asked about, you know, ingredients thinning your skin.
Mm-hmm, yes.
Yes, you are bringing new skin, you know, new skin cells to the surface. But that thinning reaction is like, it's not. First of all, there's no data that really substantiates it, nor does it say that, you know, there's anything detrimental to, like, when using things like retinoids and AHAs. So,
wow.
Yeah.
So, again, that's just like a wives' tale that got spread around, the whole thinning your skin out.
Yeah, I think it's just, you know, shedding skin.
Yes.
Losing skin.
And your skin... by nature, produces new cells every day.
Right.
That's what cell turnover is all about. And give your skin some credit. It knows what it's doing.
Yeah. Interesting. Okay. I mean, okay. Does dipping our fingers in cream contaminate it?
Yes.
I always wonder about that.
Yeah.
So is there a better way we could be applying our stuff that's like more sanitary?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, those airless pumps. Anything out of a pump is more sanitary.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But people are a little afraid that, you know, the jars by nature are collecting more germs,
mm-hmm.
but do know that if the brand is doing their job, they are testing it for those standards of the open jar.
Right.
You know, so you don't have to worry too much about the possible bacteria that's growing in
there. Because like you dip your finger in and then you close the jar up and all that little yucky's in there just cooking all afternoon. And then the next day you open it back up, scoop again. Now, we have new dirty bacteria. And in like, what, a month, there's a party in there.
Right.
There's a gangbang of bacteria on your damn $80 cream.
Yeah, so no worries. You're not going
bacteria.
I never thought about that.
Oh, bacteria is definitely having an orgy in the cream. Like, there's something sinister going on in there. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You think they're all quietly reading books to themselves? Of course not.
Keeping to themselves.
They're bacteria, huh? And they're partying.
Oh, but that brings me to an interesting pro tip is if you have sensitive skin,
mm-hmm.
then maybe you should definitely consider the airless pumps, not just from a sanitation perspective, but like Victoria said, to test these creams in jars, they usually need to bump up the amount of preservatives they use to hold up through those preservative tests. So what that means is for people with sensitive skin, it's a higher chance of irritation because preservatives by nature is a little bit sensitizing.
That makes perfect sense. So you're saying, what if Okay, so you're saying within that time period on the back of the jar, they're saying it's safe to dip your fingers in this for the next year.
No bacteria orgy for the year.
Okay.
Based on that open
yes.
lid. Yeah,
yeah,
label.
If we wanted to be, I mean, I'm not condoning this, but I'm saying hypothetically, what if I only used a Q-tip in a jar? Like, I never stick my finger in it. Is a Q-tip still covered in dirty germs? We just don't see it?
I mean, definitely less.
Yeah.
There's all sorts of ways to introduce bacteria, right? Like, so, you know, what are you storing the Q-tip in?
Right.
You know,
like a jar full of dust on my shelf.
Exactly. Yeah.
I'm going to jump off a cliff. There's no winning here.
Trust me, after working in, like, college labs,
yeah.
you realize how easy it is to contaminate
oh, yeah.
things. It's absurd. So then you're like, there's no
Do
winning.
I have to go and put on a clean suit every time I do my skincare routine?
It kind of makes you want to sometimes. I'm
yeah.
not going to lie.
Well, I am a hand washer. Mm-hmm. Like, my friends have been like, you are a surgeon. And I'm like, you're damn right. Like, I wash my hands like a surgeon. I've Googled it. Like, how does surgeon wash your hands? And I do that.
Oh,
but even
so you're
then.
You're a germaphobe.
Well, I guess I am in with hands.
Oh,
definitely
okay.
I am with okay. hands and touching things I don't need to touch. But like if I'm not doing that every time I put my finger in my fucking $90 cream. And let's be honest, there's definitely little microbials under my fingernails that I didn't get out.
Yep.
I'm
Ooh.
Paranoid and that probably ruined my life, but I'm happy you shared
oh,
it with us.
She's freaking out.
Okay, last question from Kimmy. Are sulfates actually bad in shampoos? I heard you both
no.
say no.
Yeah.
Okay.
So sulfates are just very good at cleaning,
okay.
so that's why like people think that it's stripping. It's
yes.
not good for hair.
Well,
it
definitely.
It
okay, I'm being anecdotal. It definitely makes my hair color come out quicker.
And that's why that's the only time we tell people to not use sulfate
right.
shampoos.
Because being a fake redhead is a lot. Like the red comes out so easily.
It is a very hard color.
I have
keep.
A really hard life. Okay, I mean, really hard decisions. But other than that, it's not damaging our hair.
No.
It's not.
No.
And this is being backed by data, I'm assuming, is why y'all are saying no.
It's just been in the industry
yes.
for so long.
Right.
So historically, no. It's not bad for you.
Right.
If you do have a dry scalp,
mm-hmm.
then maybe,
yeah.
you know, or you're. But otherwise, in terms of cleansing, it's just doing its job. You know, and
yeah.
nowadays, a lot of like, this is why cleansers in general, talking face cleansers, mm-hmm. shampoos, anything like that, is such a hard category because they're all blended.
Yes.
So it's not just the culprit of one like ingredient. It's like multiple ingredients. So one sulfate shampoo compared to another can be wildly different.
Yeah.
And that's why it's very personal. Why? And we have such a hard time with
yeah.
the products.
Yeah, I tell you what, I have dry hair,
uh-huh.
like my skin. I have never had any luck with a shampoo that has no sulfate.
Yeah.
Like, it's actually more stripping, because to make up for that cleansing power, they usually combine multiple surfactants to kind of emulate that foam and whatnot, and it actually doesn't work for me.
Yeah. Wow, this is so fucking fascinating. Because I'm also noticing now, it might not say sulfate, but it says something close to sulfate. And I'm like, we did it. It's not sulfate, but it's like something very close to it, but
uh-huh.
they can still say it's not a sulfate, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Those words are usually not defined anyway. There's no,
yeah.
There's no government, there's no police that says this is what sulfates are.
There's no sulfate police going through the grocery stores and checking all the bottles?
Just like there's no oil-free police.
Yeah.
There's very few police in
yeah.
this department.
There's a shortage of police. Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Damn. Okay, Rebecca, it's 54 minutes. We have so much more to discuss. Are y'all free?
Yeah, yeah.
For the next hour?
Yeah,
would you be interested in doing a part two?
Yeah.
Should we?
Bring beer in.
So, you know, we've already been gabbing for 50 minutes, and we have so much more to discuss. So I think we're going to wrap this up and do a part two.
Hell
if that's
yeah.
chill with
yeah.
everybody.
Yeah.
Everyone in their car is going, don't stop. There's so much more I need to know. So why don't y'all really quickly to wrap this episode up, tell us where we can find Chemist Confessions. Tell us where we can find the line that y'all have been working on and some of like the new products/big hero products of the brand. And then let's go to round two, honeys.
Yeah. All right. So you can find us on Instagram. We're at chemist.confessions.
Yes.
We have our own website, chemistconfessions.com, where you can find our products. You can also find our products on beautylish.com.
Honey! Okay, expansion.
Yes. And we're carried by a few small stores, such as New London Pharmacy in New York City.
Ooh!
There's a little esthetician office here in Woodland Hills called Euro Clear Skincare. Awesome esthetician, Angela.
If you don't go for a pro, just go see her. She's awesome.
I love Woodland Hills.
Skin Whisperer. So,
awesome.
Yeah, and then there's Kiki in Poughkeepsie. She specializes in acne, so yeah, she also has our products as well.
Yeah, her shop is called the Little Owl Spa.
Cute. And then as far as Champion products, we just launched a line of acids, so we've got baby steps for all of you finicky AHA users and sensitive skin people who are looking for something effective but don't want the hassle of AHAs. We have what we're calling the specialist, geared towards oily skin. That's mandelic acid forward. And then we have the gold standard, which is glycolic acid. So we've got three acids that are going to come out tomorrow.
Yeah. Well, when this comes out, they'll be out. Oh, so get excited. Okay, well, we love that. Let's go to round two, honey. So tune in next week when Gloria and Victoria from Chemist Confessions decode the rest of the honey's questions. And mine, because I have a lot too, because I'm selfish. You deserve to be happy. Yeah, I'm talking to you. And don't forget to cream that neck, wear that sunscreen, and keep your fringe fresh.
Star Bands Audio, a podcast network.